Hi, howdy, hello, and welcome to yet another fantastic episode of the Every Pokemon Episode Ever podcast. On tonight's episode, we will be breaking down the 33rd episode of the 14th season. That's Black and White if you're paying attention. And it is called Iris and Excadrill versus the Dragon Master. And I am one of your hosts, Dougie Fresh, and joining me on the other line is my stubborn partner. It's Professor Chris G. How are you doing tonight, sir?
I am doing great, and I am stubborn.
You are hella stubborn.
Yes, I am. But sometimes it works in my... Actually, 60% of the time it works in my favor. So I'll stay stubborn.
I'll take my solid D average and move on.
Do you know... So I was watching this show, and it's about a rich Asian family. This girl was on the show, and I guess the way that her mother raised her was that when she was in school, getting a B was below average, A is an average, and an A plus is above average, and that's how she pushed her daughter.
That sounds like hell.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, C's get degrees and all that stuff.
But yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there real quick, because I just saw it on the show, and when you said that, I was like, oh yeah, that kind of reminds me of something that I saw on this Netflix show. I think it's called Bling Empire, some show that I just threw on TV just to pastime.
Okay, because when you first started describing it, I was like, are you literally describing Crazy Rich Asians the movie? And
I
was like, okay, no.
no, it's legit about some, like, a rich Asian families, and I believe they're based out of California or something like that.
Okay.
Or LA, somewhere like that.
Well, LA's in California, so you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you know this, and the only reason I thought about it was because of how I just censored myself. If you're on YouTube, right?
Yes.
And you swear within the first, I don't know, it was something quick. It was either like if you swear in like the first 5 or 15 seconds of a video. It was somewhere. It was quick. That's like an automatic demonetization.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. So, I don't think we've sworn that quick.
No. It would basically have to be like a how the F is everyone? Like that would have to be how we started each episode to be in trouble, I would think.
Oh, okay.
Like I say, it was something quick.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, no, I did not know that, but it's good to know that.
I was watching something, and this guy, he's a Madden content creator, and he usually has like outlandish intros. And he was about to go in on something, and he caught himself. He's like, nope, can't do that. We're within the window. I was like, oh, did not know there was a window.
I didn't know there was a window either. So that is good to know. This is really weird. Okay, so I'm on a project, and I'm not going to say what, but I'm testing out video games for a gaming company, and when I have the system here, and for only one game on here, which is WWE 2K22. Every time I click it, since they've unlocked everything for me, every time I launch it, it's trying to launch something within the actual store, and they're also trying to launch my downloaded file as well. And it keeps going back and forth with each other. And it's really annoying because as soon as I click it, it's like, this is not purchased. I was like, it is purchased. And I go back and I click the button to restore it to say that it's purchased. And then it pops up. It's so fucking annoying.
Well, I was going to say, because I know they haven't done, I know they're done with DLC, for goodness sakes.
Oh, yeah. No, they're done. It's just for some reason when I'm loading just that one game up, it keeps reverting back and saying that I don't own this game. And I'm like, yes, I do own this game. It's from your store. So
you have the receipts.
So it's just, I don't know. It's just really annoying. I was trying to open the game up real quick because I'm trying to view artwork on another game that I was testing out, and it wasn't. Oh, so see, there it is. It's right fucking here. God, that's annoying. But no, it is a new video game, so it's a really nice system, and I'm glad I'm on this team for doing this, but it's just, coding this thing is a fucking headache and migraine. Oh, so, and these weekly reports are fucking no joke either. But okay, all right, back on topic. I don't know if that'll make it into the final cut, but we will see.
Oh, it's fucking better if you're not a coward.
Yeah, I didn't really say anything that's too bad. So
yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So today's episode, as Doug stated in the intro, is episode 692 of the overall series. And it's called Iris and Excadrill Against the Dragon Buster.
Oh, Dragon Buster. I said Dragon Master, whatever.
No, I know. I get you. But all right. But yeah, today's episode, we're finding out a lot about Iris and Excadrill, which will kind of answer a lot of the questions that is kind of going around Iris and why Excadrill does not obey her. So we're going to find all of that out in today's episode. Spoiler, it is a filler episode, and we are going to do our damnedest to make sure that it's the most entertaining filler out there. Right, Doug?
I mean, yes, it is a filler episode if you go on our kind of loose definition of what a filler episode is. But this very much does have a purpose.
It does. It really does.
Because, you know, we've seen Excadrill in a handful of other episodes, and it's basically just been, grr, why doesn't Excadrill or Excadrill listen to me? And it, you know, she hasn't really gone into specifics. So on the basis of maybe if you're a completionist, you know, maybe this episode hits for you. You know, and I mean, we'll get into it, but yes, it is a filler, but it's like, I don't know, maybe not top tier filler, but like maybe like mid to upper tier filler.
Yeah, I'll take that. I will take that. So, all right. You ready to jump on into this week's episode?
I believe so, yes.
All right, everybody. Let's get ready and jump on into this episode. And we start this episode just like we start any other episode with our three heroes. But we're immediately jumped into a trainer jumping in front of them. She calls herself Georgia, and she is a dragon buster. And she wants to fight Iris because she's heard a lot about Iris and that Iris has dragon type Pokemon. And she wants to battle her to see how good of a trainer Iris is. That is
this.
What's up?
This felt very much like the game when you're just trying to like walk to the next Pokemon Center and you're like intercepted by like a bug catcher. Because she literally like walks into shot. I mean, the episode was running for 7 seconds before she just walked into the shot.
And they weren't playing this week. But I saw this video, and I know I'm going on another tangent. This one's really quick. This guy was walking into a bush, and all of a sudden, out of the bush comes a groundhog on 2 feet. And then they edited the video to play the original Pokemon music when you're walking through tall grass and then you encounter a Pokemon. And this little groundhog legit looked like a freaking Pokemon. Go on TikTok or go on YouTube, anyone, and just type in walking through tall grass groundhog and just look up this video, and it will make your day. It is so funny, but I it is Pokemon themed, so I had to say it on this podcast, but it's so cute. So all right, but back to the episode. So Georgia explains that a long time ago, her and her Pokemon were badly beaten in a battle at the Dragon Valley. And Ash is like, so that's why you're a Dragon Buster. And she's like, what's it to you? And Iris immediately comes in, and she's going to bite her tongue in this episode, because this is what Ash Silent. This is what Ash and Silent should be doing, because Iris immediately goes, oh, she is such a kid. And Georgia comes in. She's like, wow, such a kid? She's like, so if I'm such a kid, huh? Go right ahead. Run away if you're scared. And Iris is like, look, if you want to battle me, I accept your challenge. And then they just look at each other, and then we're immediately thrown into the intro of this episode. And then out of the intro, we are about to have a Pokemon battle. Doug, my compadre, go ahead and go over this part of the scene, bro.
I'm still looking for the goddamn... I think they took it away on us, the skip button of the intro.
I think they did. I just fast-forwarded.
See, yeah, so did I, but it's just, you get used to doing something. So basically, the intro starts, and Iris and Georgia are standing on opposite sides of each other in a field, and the narrator is basically going over everything that Georgia said in her introduction. And
which, if you didn't know, and the song kind of took you out of it, he kind of filled you back in.
Well, exactly. And I could see why that song would take you out of it. I'm still doesn't hit for me.
No. I like this season, but the song just doesn't hit like all these other theme songs kind of hit.
It's a miss. So Georgia has first move, and she throws out her Pokemon, and it's a bear tick.
Yes.
And it's a big old polar bear looking motherfucker. And
polar bear looking motherfucker.
Yeah. And Ash pulls out Dexter, and or I guess if we're talking about it in the context of this episode, Ash pulls out the D. And we find
this
out
this episode that, is brought to you by the letter D.
Right. Sesame and we find out that Bear Tick is a freezing Pokemon, and we find out that Bear Tick's frozen breath can produce fangs and claws made of ice, and it lives in frigid northern areas. And if you remember back in Ash and Trip's third battle,
Iris Trip is scared of ice Pokemon.
Well, I don't know. Is she scared of ice Pokemon, or does she just have a really bad like reaction?
Well, I would say she's scared of them, because dragon Pokemon are weak against other dragon Pokemon, and they're also weak against ice Pokemon. So now she's about to put up her dragon Pokemon against an ice Pokemon, and we're going to kind of see how this goes.
Which I think is funny, but I only think it's funny because I watched ahead because I underestimated us because I thought, oh, we get on. But then I realized, oh, yeah, the world's been on fire the last couple of days. We're only going to get one episode. So, yeah, so she's kind of shivering. She's like, I don't do ice well. But she's like, we can do it anyway. And Axew, does his cute little tumble off her shoulder. And just the sheer size difference between Beartech and Axew, it's comical in a way. Because, as I said, Beartech is this big polar bear. And Axew is Axew. And Axew's immediately frozen. He's like, maybe if I don't move, he won't see me. And
Iris doesn't really help because she's like, don't worry, we may have a type disadvantage, but we can still win this.
Which is bullshit because she is routinely knocking Ash when he has a, when he throws out a Pokemon that's going to have a clear disadvantage. She's like, oh, doesn't he know that fire types are weak against X?
Well, I mean, Georgia did request to fight against a dragon Pokemon. Well, she wanted to fight a dragon Pokemon trainer.
Well, Iris only has two Pokemon.
Yeah.
Three, I guess.
Three, and only one of them is a dragon type.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I didn't think of that. So, Axew kind of has to get back in his own head, like, yeah, I got this. And then Beartech's like, ah. And Axew's like, oh, right, you're giant. And, George is like, what kind of cool Dragon Buster can I be, if I don't beat a humongous dragon type Pokemon? And Iris is like, yeah, well, keep talking, you haven't even seen what I have yet. And she sends Axew out with the first move to use Scratch, and
because it only knows three moves.
We're led to believe that Axew's two.
Yeah. I wouldn't say level two. I would say at least a 12 because it knows Dragon Rage, and she did train Axew really well in that one episode to get it to get Dragon Rage down.
It just reminds me of sitting there, start with a Pokemon. It's like, okay, I've got to get you to level. Oh God, now I feel bad because I don't remember. When was typically the first evolution? Was it somewhere in the teens or was it in the 20s? I know the final evolution is usually 16. Around 30s. 16, yeah, 16.
Yep, level 16. All your starter Pokemon evolve into their secondary Pokemon.
I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, I know you're weak, but if I could just get you 16 and then it should be smoother sailing to 36.
until they threw in the caveat, yeah, you can get them all the way up to level 16, but if you don't get that first badge, your Pokemon's not going to listen to you. Jesus.
Which is ridiculous because it's like you caught him.
Exactly.
It's not like you traded for him.
Kind of piss me off.
So Beartech counters Axew's Scratch with Slash, which is like taking a fucking knife to a gunfight. And Beartech just reaches back this big old paw and just swats Axew out of the air. Axew goes fucking tumbling ass over a tea kettle.
Slash attack. And then Georgia calls out for Beartech to use Icicle Crash. And this move is freaking amazing, the way that they animated it, because Beartech literally uses its breath and then claws out these icicles, and these icicles just come down and they're like spears, and actually is looking up and all of a sudden one drops in front of him. He's like, oh crap. And then he's looking around, he's like, oh crap, oh crap, oh crap, boom. And then he gets hit right in the head by one of the icicles, and Iris is like, Axu, are you okay? And Axu gets up because he's determined, and then Georgia calls Bertic to use Ice Beam at this very moment, and Iris calls out for Dragon Rage, and they both go and use their moves at the exact same time, and what happens? Boom! There's a big, huge explosion, and Axu has fainted and can no longer participate in this battle. Doug?
Yeah, he's got the old
swivels.
Pokemon's eye circles, and you know, you could tell this one, they kind of tipped their hand, because there's been how many numerous times where, you know, an attack has met another attack in the middle. And then the explosion hits, and you really don't know who got the advantage. Before the camera panned out and you got the overhead shot of the explosion, you could tell that Ice Beam was beating Dragon Rage.
Yes.
So you had a strong feeling that it wasn't going to end well for old Axu once the dust settled. And, you know, Iris runs over to Axu, is like, are you okay? And Axu's like, no, but, you know. And George is sitting back there. He's like, oh, yeah, that was quick and easy. Ho-hum.
Now bring out your next dragon type.
and Iris is like, well, you see, what had happened was, and, you know, George is kind of poking a little bit. And she's like, oh, what's wrong, you know? And who fucking snitches on her?
Silen looks over at Georgia and is like, Axu is Iris's only dragon type Pokemon. And she's like, huh? No way! You want to become a dragon master? Get serious! And she should have put in the line, oh, she's such a kid. She should have said it. She should have said it, because Iris said it to her at the beginning of the episode. That was the perfect opportunity, and they missed it. But Iris is looking down. She's all defeated. She's like, keep your nose out of my business, Doug.
And, you know, George is sitting back. She's like, oh, my God, this is, you know, good grief. This is ridiculous. And, you know, she's like, for someone who was raised in the village of dragons, you're unbelievably weak. And Iris is like, it's not a dragon type. But I've got a Pokemon that'll beat Bertic hands down. And, you know, George is like, oh, ho, 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 ho. And
if it's not a dragon type, I'm not interested.
You know, she's just got this condescending look on her face. And Iris gets the upper hand, which is unbelievable, because she was literally looking down a second ago. And she's like, oh, so now you're scared. And George is like, the hell you say? And Iris keeps, you know, pressing on the advantage. She's like, no, go ahead. Run away if you're scared. I get it. Georgia is like, fine, all right, I accept your challenge, which is ridiculous because Georgia challenged her, but, you know, whatever. We're going to see Iris next episode. Spoiler alert, we're not going to see Georgia again.
We don't ever see any of these characters again, unless they want to make a full-blown three-part series about them. And then they're never mentioned again.
And they could, you know.
They could.
So, of course, we know the Pokemon that Iris was talking about. So she finally throws out her Excadrill. And Excadrill comes out, and he does one quick spin, and he goes thunk. And, and Ash, for once, gets to be the one that's like, oh, you're seriously using Excadrill? And George is like, you need to tell your Pokemon that this is a battle, not a nap. And
which was kind of a slight at her, just a little bit.
And Iris is in her own head, and she's like, well, if Beartech pushes it, I'm sure Expedrille will want to... I keep saying Expedrille. It's Excadrille will want to battle. And she's like, oh, no, no, you're right. Expedrille's taking a nap because your Beartech's a complete pushover.
which is hilarious.
And, you know, George is like, oh, if that's so, you know, and she tells she tells Beartech to go over to Excadrille and use Slash to wake it up. So, you know, Beartech wanders over. Well, not wanders. He goes, thum, 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 thum,
just runs right over and slashes the fuck out of Excadrille.
And Excadrille literally goes, again, ass over tea kettle into a tree and then falls out of the tree with another thud. And you get this close up of Excadrille's eye. And Excadrille's like, what in the hell just happened?
I'm over here taking a nap and now I'm getting thrown into a tree. What the fuck, Iris?
and Ash kind of perks up. He's like, oh, now some shit's about to go down.
Ain't that some shit, though? Like, you don't want to listen to Iris, but no, oh no, throw me into a tree. I'm going to be pissed. At least they didn't go the route and have Excadrille be one of those Pokemon that attacks its owner, like Charizard for Ash.
Well, I was going to say, it's the Charizard principle, except, you know, Iris isn't going to catch a drill in the gut. so she tells Excadrille to use Dig, and Excadrille just kind of goes running off.
Just full-blown ignores her.
And Iris is like, or you could just, you know, ignore me like you were probably going to do anyway. And Georgia tells Beartech to use Icicle Crash again. And he gets ready. And he's got the icicles. And
he's using Metal Claw to detract them.
He's just wop, pop, 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 pop. And Iris is like, you're doing great, Excadrille. And Georgia tells Beartech to use Ice Beam, and and then on his own accord, Excadrille does use Dig, and he's able to avoid the Ice Beam, and you could see like the remnants of it around the hole, which is a pretty nice effect. And then Excadrille comes up right under Beartech. And Iris, I think, gets lost in the heat of the battle because she's like, all right, now perfect, use. And then freaking Excadrille just goes in on his own shit. And Georgia tells Beartech to counter with Rock Smash. And Iris is like, oh shit. And Excadrille gets knocked out of flight into a rock, and the rock just shatters into a million pieces. And Iris goes running over, and she's like, are you okay? And Excadrille kind of looks up, and he looks at Iris, and he's like, oh, to hell with this, and he just goes back into his own little shell. And
Georgia looks up, and she's like, so what's going on? Do you forfeit? And Iris is like, I guess we'll have to forfeit since Excadrille won't battle. And Georgia's like, oh, great. And after all that big talk as well, face it, you're weak. And she's like a Pokemon that doesn't even listen to its trainer's commands and does what it wants. Man, that this isn't even worth it. She's like, sorry.
She's like, you know, do me a favor and try to get a little stronger. And, you know, for the next time I see you. And she walks off, you bye bye. And, you know, Ash and Silent come over to try to pick up the pieces. And, You know, it wouldn't be a black and white episode if Silent didn't shoehorn a freaking food pun, because he's like, that girl's demeanor is sure peppered with attitude. Oh, motherfucker.
You know, let's be real. If it wasn't for the subtitles, I don't think you would have really noticed that one line as much as it is with us actually having the subtitles on for this episode.
I mean, I can't challenge you on that. But I feel like it hit me when I was watching it, so I'm gonna be half annoyed. How about that?
Okay, that's fair. Okay.
And you know, Iris is kind of trying to brush it off. She's like, you know what? I appreciate it, guys. I'm fine.
But I'm worried about Espadrille.
And he's like, you know, she's like, we were beaten by that same move a while back.
And Silent's like, wait, what move? And she's like, Rock Smash.
And she kind of, and there's kind of like this dramatic close-up of the Pokeball. And as she says Rock Smash, she kind of tightens her grip on the Pokeball. And she's like, it was the first time we lost a Pokemon battle. And she's like, Excadrill's been hiding since that day. And then we do get a flashback to young Iris in the Village of Dragons.
Yes. While we're watching this scene, she's like, one day my friend, a pet rat, got kicked out of its burrow. And then we see a deerling with a pet rat right on its back. And Iris runs over and she's like, huh? Oh, no. So her and a bunch of wild Pokemon go walking over. And they find out that that pet rat was kicked out by a Drillbur. And Drillbur was in the pet rat's hole. And it was eating up all of pet rat's food. And then we're back in real time, and Ash is like, whoa, a Drillbur? That was Excadrill before it evolved, right? And Iris is like, yeah. We're back in the Village of Dragons. Iris is talking to Drillbur, and she's like, so you kicked Pet Rat out of its burrow? You should be ashamed of yourself. And Drillbur just kind of looks on and looks annoyed, and Iris is like, Pet Rat worked really hard for its home, you know? And Pet Rat's looking behind her. It's like, yeah, I worked hard for that home. Yeah. And Drillbur is just getting even more annoyed. And Iris is like, give it back right now. And I want to believe that it was mud, so I'm going to say it's mud because it's a kid cartoon, but they didn't draw it looking like mud. But Drillbur then takes two scoops of mud, and I'm putting that in quotations, and just throws it right into the face of Iris. And she's like, now I'm mad, you little brat. And she just goes running in after Drillbur. And we're back in real time, and Silent's like, oh, you fought with a Pokemon? And Iris is like, yeah, I did. And then they're like, what happened then? And she's like, I really wish I could tell you that I won, but I got knocked around pretty badly. And the next scene we see that deerling pulling Iris back because Iris is knocked out because Drillbur handed her one. And that was it. She didn't wake up until the next day. And that's when she came back and she went in to go in and beat this Drillbur. Doug, you want to go over this part of the scene?
So we join the process the next day. Iris is in a tree and she's swinging down on a vine, like, you know, like Tarzan or George of the Jungle. And Drillbur's like, if you come down here, I'm going to catch you. And she takes off, you know, with some Bruce Lee, like, yeah, you know, that kind of shit. And Drillbur's like, I'm going to catch you. And he does. You know, he catches her with a claw, and we get the repeat of Deerling dragging her back out. And, you know, we get it again, and she gets knocked out. and we get it again, and she gets knocked out. And we get it again. And
she said, on her 10th attempt.
Yeah, she goes in, and it's the 10th attempt, and of course it's a nice round number because it's a kid's cartoon. She's able to stop the momentum of the swing, and she's stands on the claw, and she does like a backflip, and Drillbur has to
burrow its way into the ground.
Yeah, it has to retreat, and Iris is sitting up, and she's on higher ground, and she's pissed. She's like, "Stop hiding and come out here!" And Drillbur comes out basically from right next to her feet, and he comes at her with a, acting like a drill.
Comes in and tries to metal claw her.
Oh, metal claw, okay. And Iris uses his momentum against him, and she gets on her back, and she like she gives him like an alley-oop kick, and Drillbur goes tumbling towards a tree, and he gets tangled up in some vines, and he goes to struggle to get out, and then he realizes he's hanging over a cliff, and all the way down there is the water, and it's a bad fall, and he kind of starts to panic, and Iris immediately snaps out of like vengeance battle mode, and she's like, "I'll come help you," and she swings over, and just as the vines that are holding Drillbur give way, she swoops in like Spider-Man
and saves good old Drillbur.
She saves him, and she saves the day, and Drillbur wakes up, and Iris is standing over her, and she's like, or standing over him, and she's like, "Oh, thank God you're okay." And Drillbur's like, "Well, I guess I could get used to getting affection like this." And Iris is like, "From that moment on, Drillbur and I became best friends," and we get a montage of battles, and Drillbur is just this undefeated, just he's knocking everybody, and they're jumping and they're high-fiving, and then we hear about the annual Village of Dragons competition, and in like training mode, and it's a Rocky movie, and Drillbur's breaking rocks, and they're sleeping under the stars, and
then it's training day back at the school that she was going to for dragon type Pokemon, and this is where the story gets good, right, Doug?
Uh-huh. And oh, go ahead.
Oh no, I was gonna let you. So Drillbur is fighting I believe it's called a Dragonaw. I believe that's what that Pokemon is. And that's when Drillbur evolves into Excadrill during this battle. And Iris is like, "Oh, let's wrap this thing up. Drill run now." And Excadrill goes in for a drill run move and goes right in and hits the dragon Pokemon and knocks it out. And Drudagon is unable to battle, which means Excadrill is the winner. And then they pop off some fireworks. Iris and Excadrill are celebrating. The whole village is talking to her. And then all of a sudden, we see this man walk out, and he's all strapped up in some really overpriced overalls. And He goes, that was quite a good battle. And they're like, oh my gosh, it's Drayden. I didn't even know you were here. And Drayden, and Iris is like, Drayden, now where have I heard that name before? And this student is like, this man is none other than the Dragon Master type Drayden. And she's like, for real? So we find out that this man is the best dragon type trainer in, I'm going to say, in all of the world until they tell me different.
Right.
And Iris is like, man, for real? That's you? And he's like, Iris, have you ever received a formal teaching about Pokemon battling? And she's like, why no, sir? And he's like, you learned everything on your own? And she's like, yeah, see, I guess
I was raised in these streets.
Basically what she says. She's like, I guess you could say my forest Pokemon friends taught me everything that I know. And that is when Drayden starts laughing and he's like, your friends are your teachers. And he's just laughing. She's like, would you mind doing me a favor, Drayden? And he's like, what is that? And she's like, would you battle with me? And which was her first mistake because she was just told he is the best dragon type trainer in all of the world. And Iris is like, our next victory will be our 100th win in a row. I don't know why you would do this. Well, she's a young kid, so I see why. And she's like, and it would be totally awesome to beat a dragon master at the same time. And the kid is like, he's like, wait, Iris, do you even know what you're asking for? And Drayden's like, that's fascinating. I will accept your challenge. Doug?
Right. Well, you know, and you know Pokemon makes a big deal out of the 100th wins. I mean, Ash went and saw, Ash, what's his face? The unofficial gym.
Oh, yes. I forgot his name, but I know who you're talking about. In one of the very first episodes.
Yeah, like early as all get out. Yeah, so, I mean, you know Pokemon likes... And it's, you know, it's these round numbers and all this shit. So, you know, it's the hubris of children. So, we get the Who's That Pokemon, and... Thankfully, to all goodness, it's Excadrill, because if it was Beartick, I guess I wouldn't be mad. And
they had a lot of Pokemon that they could have chose from in this episode.
Very true, but at least they chose the one that was the focal point.
Yep.
So Drayden is the first to throw out a Pokemon, and he throws out a...
Let's see, it's...
Haxorus?
Yes, a Haxorus. That is the final form of Iris's Axew.
Oh,
yes, that is.
I thought it looked familiar, but I didn't do any digging.
Yep, that's the final form.
So, so Drayden throws out his Haxorus, and you know, Iris in full on cocky mode is like, "Well, that'll be a fun Pokemon to beat."
She tells Excadrill to use Metal Claws the first move.
Yeah. So he goes in, and Excadrill charges, and...
Excadrill goes in and uses Metal Claw on Haxorus, but it had no effect on Haxorus.
Okay.
And Iris is like, Haxorus didn't even feel a thing. And this is when Drayden is like, it's got good power. And then she's like, he's like, why next? And he's like, what's next? And she's like, Excadrill, Fury Swipes. And it goes in to go and use its Fury Swipes, and it's just going to tell it, bah, 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 bah. And it's not having any effect on Haxorus. And Drayden's like, get it off of you. And Haxorus turns around and does what looks like it's a powerful tail whip, because it just bam. And Excadrill goes back and it just gets knocked silly. But Excadrill is still determined. And this is when Iris is like, Excadrill, use dig. And Excadrill is like, wait, are you sure about that? And she's like, no doubt. That's how we're going to win this. And Excadrill goes in and uses dig. And out of nowhere comes right up and hits Haxorus right in the face. And that time it hit it, but barely. And when it hit it, Excadrill actually caught a little bit of the saw that's on its mouth, and mm-hmm. and then it hits Excadrill, so Excadrill is kind of knocked loopy from using the dig move, and Iris is like, oh crap, all right, drill run, let's go, goes right on in to a drill run, and it's at this point, this was the move. Drayden uses rock smash, and Haxorus does rock smash, hits it right up against a bunch of rocks, and smash, and all the rocks just fall right on top, and Excadrill loses its 100th victory. Doug.
And, Excadrill's got the eyes, and, the match is called off, and Drayden has a moment with this female elder.
Yes.
Who's sitting in a tent in the shade.
It's the lady that gave Iris her axe.
I thought she looked familiar.
Yes.
And, Iris goes over to Excadrill, and she's like, wake up. Are you okay? And, she's got some tears in her eyes. And she's like, oh, thank goodness. And she's like, how do you feel? And Excadrill has kind of the same look he had before he disappeared in his shell in real time in his match against Bear Tick. And he looks over at Drayden and Haxorus, and he looks at Iris one last time and just goes thump, and goes in his little shell, I guess. And Iris can't. She's like, "What's the matter? What happened?"
Hiding in shame.
And we flash out of the battle scene, and we go to like a field, and Iris is like, "All right, now we've got some time. We can work on your moves," and she's trying to kind of motivate Excadrill a little bit. And, Iris gets frustrated, and she's like, are you listening to me? And, obviously she's getting nothing because Excadrill's in his shell. And she's like, it was just one defeat. You've got to get over it.
She was really hard on Excadrill.
And we actually get, we see Excadrill inside the shell, and he's like, just like got his eyes closed, and he's hearing everything that she's saying. He's just like, and
stand right inside of its shell.
And Iris is basically standing there, essentially yelling at a wall, and we come back to present, and Iris is like, ever since I left the Village of Dragons, I've tried to cheer Excadrill up whenever we trained. She says, but no matter what I do, nothing will work. And for Excadrill, losing was just too much to take. And that's when Silen goes, well, maybe it isn't just about losing. And Iris kind of snaps to attention.
She's like, what do you mean?
Silen's like, as proof of the battle with Bear Tick, if, pardon me, if Excadrill gets frustrated, it'll battle. Because we saw the poor guy get launched into a tree, and he's like, well, I can't take this laying down. He goes, obviously it's something. He goes, I think it's something else. And, I think the problem might have more to do with you, Iris. And you can tell it kind of hurts him to say it. And of course, you know, Iris is able to take this calm and level-headed. I'm just kidding. And she's like, what do you mean? And Silent, poor guy, is already on the defensive. And he's like, think back to your battle against Haxorus.
And that is at that point that we get the decision to use Dig during the battle, which is what made Excadrill go, wait, hold up. Wait, you want me to do what? And it was that moment that kind of switched the shift within the battle, right? Right, Doug?
Yeah, because Silent said, you know, maybe Excadrill didn't agree with your strategy. And once again, we're back at present, and Iris is kind of like, And Silent goes, maybe you've just misread Excadrill. And Excadrill may have been feeling a certain way, and you've missed it. You know, whether you just missed it or you chose to ignore it. And he's like, honestly, I think that's worth, you know, thinking about. And Iris kind of sits down and she digs out Excadrill's Pokeball and she just kind of looks at it. And she's like, Excadrill's feelings. And we cut to that night, and Iris is under a blanket with Excadrill, and
she's talking about
the
memories that they used to have sleeping under the stars.
Yeah, like the good old days. And she's like, it sure brings back memories of training in the mountains and training hard day after day. We'd fall asleep totally exhausted. And she's like, but I guess I never really worked on long range moves, did we? And she goes, if we had, maybe we would have battled in a different way. And has a moment. She turns away from Excadrill and she's like, maybe. And, you know, once again, we get that moment where Excadrill gets his shit rocked. And Iris says, she's like,
maybe I didn't even notice that you were
Excadrill.
Sorry,
realized that he couldn't beat. Excadrill knew he couldn't beat Haxorus before Iris did.
Mm-hmm. But it went along and listened to Iris anyway. But it's at this point, Iris is like, she's like, I didn't even try to understand how you felt. And she's all getting all teary eyed. And she starts to cry. She's like, I just kept battling. And she's like, please listen. You don't have to battle if you don't want to. Why don't we run through the fields and pick berries and play like we used to? And we go inside the shell and Excadrill is about to tear up. And she's like, I'll do my best to be in touch with all of your feelings from now on. And we go to another flashback and she's like, cheer up, Excadrill. You'll win next time. And he says, cheer up, Excadrill. It's your favorite fruit. Come on, Excadrill. Let's take a walk. And we bounce all the way back to Drillbur when she kicked it right in the middle of the face, sending it flying while they were training. But I guess we find out that it wasn't really Drillbur that she was kicking. She drew Drillbur's face on a log and she went in to kick it to show Drillbur how to kick. And she's
and I guess Drillbur was like just off in the clearing watching all this.
Mm-hmm. because all she was focused on was battling instead of the love for her Pokemon. So when she gets into training mode, she's tunnel focused is what she is. And instead of realizing anything that's around her, she misses out on everything that's going on. And that's what Drober wanted to get back to basics. He doesn't mind training, but he also wants to feel the love of its trainer at the same time. And it opens up its shell. It sees that Iris is sleeping. And Excadrill is like, oh. And then it gets up and it walks away. Iris is still sleeping, but Iris wakes up because it feels Excadrill get up and walk away. So we slowly follow Excadrill, and Excadrill is doing its focus blast attack and starting to train, but it's getting frustrated because it can't do it. Doug?
And she turns around. Or he turns around and sees Iris has been watching, and she's like, is that focus blast you just used? And Excadrill's like, yeah, kind of. And and she's like, would it be okay if I practice with you? And Excadrill's like, fine. And she's like, oh, are you sure? That's great. And she goes running over. She's all excited. But Excadrill's not quite there yet. And... and Iris is like, sorry, we should concentrate on practicing that move. And Excadrill's like, all right, this is what we're doing. We're practicing. We're not making up. We're practicing. And, you know, we get ready and we see Excadrill trying it again. And you can see that he's just, you know, he's still frustrated because he's not hitting it. And
they reuse that animation, by the way.
Well, yeah, you got to cut corners when you can. And Iris is like, once more, aim for one spot. And Excadrill's like, oh. And, you know, we fade off and we hear him still practicing into the night. And we fade back and we see the early morning. And are we meant to believe that they practiced all night?
Yep. They didn't go to sleep.
Fuck that.
But it's at this point that Excadrill seems like it's finally caught its niche, because it uses one final focus blast and Excadrill hits the rock that's right in front of it because it was aiming at it, and it did it. And Iris runs over and she's like, we did it, Excadrill. Well, Excadrill did it. You know, you just helped. But Excadrill is all happy and it's smiling. Then all of a sudden we see Silent and Ash and Pikachu. And they're like, were you guys up all night? I bet you two are hungry. And Silent's like, come have a nice breakfast because it's waiting for you. And Iris is like, what do you say, Excadrill? And Excadrill's like, yeah. So they go over and they come back and all the food is gone because Georgia found the breakfast and she ate it while they were gone. She's like, oh, was that all for you? And then she notices Excadrill and she's like, if it isn't Excadrill, the loser forfeiting Pokemon. And Iris is like, well, I want to challenge you and Beartick to a rematch. And she's like, no way. And she's like, just kidding. That goofy stunned look on your face was so worth it. And she's like, all right, I accept your challenge. And they're like, all right, Doug, you want to go into this battle scene?
So once again, Beartick has the first move and he's coming in with Slash, and Excadrill counters with Metal Claw. And they meet and get like swords clashing. And Beartick uses its force to push Excadrill off, but Excadrill is able to land on his feet and not take any damage. And Iris is like, you okay? And Excadrill is like, yeah. And Georgia comes in with Icicle Crash, and, you know, Excadrill pretty much had this move down when he was by himself. But this time, Iris does tell Excadrill to use Dig, and he does dodge it.
Comes back with an uppercut to the chin.
Yep, so he's on the advantage, and he goes in with a focus blast, and it catches him, and she's like, now use Drill Run. And he goes in, and once again, I think they reuse this animation. and it catches him, and Georgia's still confident. She's like, all right, now use Ice Beam. And he uses Ice Beam, and it completely freezes Excadrill.
Yes.
And she's like, break out of it with Metal Claw, which is kind of a cheat, but whatever.
I wish we could do that in the video game.
I'm saying. Otherwise, that's a waste of turn.
For real.
And George is like, use Icicle Crash. And a Focus Blast. And the Focus Blast just knocks through all the freaking icicles. And Excadrill does kind of have to cover its head a little bit. And he kind of takes it a little bit.
He took all of that Icicle Crash.
And, you know, Iris is like, Excadrill! And, like, the love and the emotion just causes him to stand back up. And George is like, finish this with a Rock Smash. And Iris is like, Drill Run again. And oh, it's like the last battle, and they collide head on, and it looks like Airtick was able to get the advantage, and we do the standard like over the shoulder shot, and Iris is like, oh damn. And she goes running over to Excadrill because she knows Excadrill's out. And
Georgia was snickering right before what happened to Beartick, but she just snickered like up a storm. She's like, ha, again.
And then Beartick just can't hold his hero pose any longer. He falls, and they both have the swirls, and Silent calls it a draw. What the fuck?
Honestly, I mean, and hear me out here. Because in the Pokemon game, it's the first Pokemon to fall. So technically, if we were playing the video game and your Pokemon fainted first in the battle, no matter what, even if the move ended up hurting the your opponent and your opponent was able to faint, I mean, you still lost that battle. So, I mean, technically, Excadrill lost, but I mean, I guess they didn't want to give either one of these another loss. So they're like, okay, they're both fainted, so it's a draw.
But it's frustrating because Ash and Tripp's third battle was a draw.
Yeah, so they're doing a whole lot of drawing.
It's ridiculous. And Georgia once again reiterates, she's like, unless I'm battling against a dragon type Pokemon, I couldn't care less.
Yep.
And she's like, I'll be expecting another delicious breakfast the next time I see you, okay? She just waves away. And Iris is over with Excadrill. She's like, are you okay? And Excadrill's like, she's like, it may have been a draw, but it was an awesome battle.
And Ash acknowledges that both her and Excadrill were totally in sync during this Pokemon battle. And Iris promises to do her best to pay attention to the feelings of her Pokemon going forward. And Excadrill's like, that's all I ever asked for. Thank you. And gives her a nice hug. And they kind of hug it out to the end of this episode. And then the narrator takes us out with a lesson learned on how you can grow with your Pokemon. But that is how we end this week's episode. And might I say, no Team Rocket in this episode.
Not one single solitary second.
Nope. So, outside of that, how did you enjoy this episode, bro, out of five?
I mean, this was probably a solid...
I'll go first this time, if you want.
Yeah, you go first. You go first, and I'll see.
I'm going to give it a solid three, because not only did we have a lesson learned, but we finally found out the backstory as to why Excadrill is always in its shell. And we found out why we worked on it, and we got it out of its shell. And now going forward, Iris has a really good Pokemon now that she can use in Pokemon battles. And maybe, and I haven't watched too much further in this, but maybe Excadrill is the key to get Axew to maybe evolve in a future episode while training. So I like this. I like the fact that Iris now has another Pokemon that's not Emoga that is able to battle in these Pokemon battles.
And I'm going to agree. I was stuck between 2.5 and 3. And I think just based on the strength of the character development alone, because it did answer a question.
Yes.
It's like, you know, why is he so standoffish? It's like, well, he disagreed with Iris's strategy, and he took a loss because of it. So he quit. And, you know, it was because Iris was so laser focused on battling that she didn't take into account that Excadrill had feelings. And, you know, they worked past it. And so, yeah, I'm very confident in my three.
Okay. So there we go. So outside of that, that is this week's episode, everybody. We really hope that you enjoyed it was a filler episode, but kind of not a filler episode because we got a lot of things answered. But do you have anything else that you would like to add, Doug, before we go off this evening?
No, I don't think so.
All right, then go ahead and give your goodbye, Doug.
Bye, Doug.
And this is Professor Chris G telling all of you we will see you on the next episode. So don't miss next week's show, everybody. Have a good night.